So news time is 8:09. Another check of emergency triple team traffic, and it's just a mess out there, Andy.
Yeah, just to get from 123rd South to the South Interchange is going to take you about a half an hour, maybe a little longer, because of a crash that has only two lanes open as you cross 215. So if you haven't got to the freeway yet, start thinking about a different route. Redwood Road's actually moving pretty well from South Jordan all the way up to the on-ramps to 215 in Taylorsville. So think about that if you live on the west side of the valley. On the east side, well, I wouldn't take the east belt. That's pretty ugly. It's backed up from 215's on-ramp at 6200 South all the way to the mouth of the canyon, Eric.
And you also have an accident right now on 5300 South in Murray as you approach State Street. And westbound, the west 215 belt, you've got some northbound slowing from 3500 South up to the 201. In Utah County, no problems on I-15. Heather?
We have some slow traffic southbound 15 through Kaysville. Speeds start to improve until you hit Woods Cross, and then you're slow and go again into downtown Salt Lake. Legacy Parkway still pretty heavy from a lot of people taking that as an alternate from Farmington to Woods Cross. And then as you leave Legacy Parkway onto the north end of I-215, you're going to be in delays from 2200 North to I-80 West. The most wonderful time of the year is here, and a gift card from the Market Street Grill and New Yorker Restaurant are the perfect gift. Order online at marketstreetgrill.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.